VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump campaign moved forward after the president was acquitted by the U.S. Senate on both articles of impeachment pushed forward by Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Is the respondent, Donald John Trump, guilty or not guilty?
On the first article, abuse of power, and then the second, obstructing Congress, Chief Justice John Roberts asked senators to vote. On each, two-thirds did not find the president guilty, ending just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. His acquittal was all but assured in the GOP-led chamber, which had voted not to allow witnesses and documents in the trial.
The verdict of this kangaroo court will be meaningless.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Republicans were more interested in protecting the president than finding the truth. But GOP Senator Lindsey Graham counters Democrats had their own agenda, getting rid of the president.
These people hate Trump's guts.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican to break ranks, voting guilty on the first article. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a Women for Trump rally, Vice President Mike Pence took a victory lap after the news of the acquittal.
These do-nothing Democrats we know passed those articles of impeachment. They rushed this partisan impeachment through the House in a shameful attempt, now failed attempt, to overturn the will of the American people.
Mr. Trump himself tweeted a video that showed him as president forever. Even though the U.S. Constitution limits a president to two terms in office, the president said that he would speak from the White House on Thursday about the country's victory on the impeachment hoax, as he's called it. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said that he hopes a free trade deal with Australia would be one of the first agreements secured now that Britain has left the European Union. Britain formally left the EU January 31st, entering a transition period which will allow it to negotiate its future relationship with Brussels and begin talks with other major economies. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden admits that Iowa caucuses were a gut punch to him and the Democratic Party. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
After his lackluster showing in Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden says he's in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination for the long haul.
I'm going to fight for it here in New Hampshire and in Nevada and then in South Carolina and beyond.
Some establishment Democrats admit they're worried about Biden ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire balloting. And now he faces problems in his firewall state, South Carolina. A number of black legislators there demanding Biden disavow comments made by longtime supporter State Senator Dick Harpootlian, which they say insinuated the legislative black caucus chairman Jerry Govan had been bought by Biden rival Tom Steyer, who hired the lawmaker as a senior advisor. Harpootlian says Govan had previously backed Biden until, quote, Mr. Moneybag showed up. I'm Tim McGuire.
After seeing a dramatic increase in coronavirus-related deaths in China, the World Health Organization appealed for $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our greatest concern is about the potential for spreading countries with weaker health systems and who lack the capacity to detect or diagnose the virus.
He says the multi-million dollar strategic response plan will support vulnerable countries to prevent, detect, and diagnose onward transmission. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three people were killed, 179 others injured Wednesday when an airliner skidded off a runway in Istanbul, crashed into a field and broke it to pieces.
Authorities say some passengers sustained injuries and some others were seen being evacuated through cracks in the plane. Television footage showed serious damage to the plane with a fuselage appearing to be smashed into three pieces. Turkish NTV television reported the plane caught fire after skidding and the fire had been extinguished. The plane, belonging to low-cost airline Pegasus, arrived from the city of Izmir. Turkey's transportation ministry says the plane was carrying 177 passengers. Flights are being diverted to Istanbul's main airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.